Good evening and welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick, and my very special guest who has just joined right now, I believe, on Podbean Live. It's Andrew Marr.
Hello, everybody. How's things?
Very good. And I realise that my headphones aren't plugged in. There we are. Got you now. I could hear the voice. I thought, that's
well, I can hear you. I can hear you fine. So whatever was doing, you were using that. Is that like your superpower? You
can. That's just my strong voice, yes.
You are wirelessly connected to the whole of the internet. You walk down the street. So those voices you've been hearing in your head, it's not because you're crazy. It's just because you are Wi-Fi.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wi-Fi enabled, you, Patrick.
You know,
I bet you've never been called a Wi-Fi hotspot before. Do people keep trying to plug USB ports into you? Where are you? Where is it? Where is it? Like in the Matrix, well, you've got all these things going down your arm. People can plug themselves into you. Matrix 4.
Yeah.
You have USB.
Well, there's a famous driver. There's a famous GT Sport driver called a Wi-Fi password. And that's because he couldn't seemingly think of a name to put on his on his PlayStation kind of character icon. So he just put in a whole bunch of numbers. They must have been the same as his Wi-Fi password to log in.
That's just fantastic. Yeah,
it's brilliant. And so now he's actually made T-shirts. So people have made T-shirts on his behalf called Wi-Fi password. And that's the thing. It's brilliant.
I mean, that's memorable. So what's the username? Wi-Fi password. You know. I'm not telling you anything.
Exactly. It's good to see Ant here. Welcome to the show, Ant. You're our dedicated.
Hey, Antonio.
And of course, it's going to be from Spain, where we are doing the virtual Spanish Grand Prix. And I would have actually been there if it wasn't for this wretched coronavirus. I was going to be spending a week in Salou and taking my son along to the practice session on the Friday of the Spanish Grand Prix. But that will have to come at another time. When I was booking the holiday, I actually honestly didn't realize it was the Spanish Grand Prix. And then when I realized that it was, I had to say to my wife, guess what? It's the Spanish Grand Prix, and it's only an hour away from where we are going to be on holiday. So we can go. And she looked at me and said, I have to say, you've planned this.
she knows you then.
Yeah. It's a family event. We're all going, you know.
It's interesting because, you know, we've talked about Grand Prix we really want to go to. Neither Valencia or Barcelona are Grand Prix I've ever wanted to go to. However, I really want to go to the cities. So it's kind of like, this is not fair. I could go to the Grand Prix, enjoy it because it is motor racing, and then have a fantastic time in some of the most fantastic places in Europe, you know.
Yeah, Valencia is supposed to be really nice, and Barcelona.
Really nice places, very nice places. I've got friends that have been to both a lot, and they love them.
Yeah. So, yes, I have to say the Spanish Grand Prix in particular doesn't jump out. I do like Jerez because Jerez has had some amazing races there, and I've been a few times for the testing, which has always been great fun, and it's a track where you can really get close to the action. The spectator areas are very, very near, and similarly it's one of the few tracks out there that has still got an FIA license, so it can hold a Grand Prix, and they were looking at that because there was a very interesting tweet by one of my people I follow on Twitter, who said these are the 10 tracks that are currently not used by the Formula One season, but could be used if they were going to have back-to-back or closed races.
Pull a fast one, but have a second track.
I must try and find it again, because he listed all 10 tracks on his Twitter, and it was really good. I thought, actually, I might just do a podcast on that, because I think that would be quite an interesting subject. He had two tracks in Portugal. He had Magny-Cours in France. I think there was another one as well. There was maybe three in France. They had Imola, of course, as well. You had Mugello in Italy. There was another one in Italy as well, I think. Is it Mugello that's a Ferrari practice track or the Ferrari test track?
Mugello.
There's another one. But he had listed the whole lot.
I think, Mugello's Ferrari's own track, isn't it? It's the one that they own in Modena, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So that might well be actually. Aye.
My brain.
But so yeah, so that's the thing.
Mugello.
Now they are currently doing an interview with Fernando Alonso here on YouTube, which now we've already discussing what he's going to do. I am not sure. I don't think he's taking part today, but I do think they have got some other quite interesting racing drivers and celebrities. And they had a very quick look to the commentators and looked asleep. So it was. And then they came back to Alonso.
Oh, full screen, not commentators. Very good.
Yes, they decided, let's go back to our guest rather than look at the commentators.
Shall we have a sweepstake on whether or not they're going to start this race at the start of this race, or are they going to do it like they, you know? I mean, they got it right last week for the actual virtual Grand Prix, just nothing else. So maybe. I don't know. I just think it'd be a nice, interesting sweepstake thing.
Yeah. Yes, and definitely last week was the best. That was the best race we've ever done. And I think it was the best race overall because it was strict, no corner cutting. And I think that really helped quite a bit. So hopefully this week it will be the same kind of event. And we'll see how we go. Now, the presenter there on YouTube, Tom Deacon or Denton, whatever his name is, he is quite fortunate there because he's being able to ask Alonso all these questions, along with Natalie Pinkham. But we might have to wait a little while before Alonso answers our questions. Maybe if we kidnap him in a lift, he might.
I can't imagine the kind of questions Deacon's asking is anything that hard, you know. What is your name? What is your favourite colour?
Are you Spanish?
For the Python fans out there.
It was a bit like, remember the Alan Partridge when he was interviewing a racing driver? And he said, welcome to France's second best racing driver. And obviously Alan Prost was the first, was the best driver. And this was clearly France's second best driver. And he was so insulted at this. And then he asked him on the radio, he says, you know, when the pits, you're talking to the mechanics and you can say, oh, is it all right if you can, you know, make sure you record Top Gear for me? And so he says, what is Top Gear? You know, and it was like, they were pretty good.
Sorry, go on. No, just saying. Right, so Fiorano is the Ferrari test track.
Ah, right, yes.
Apologise to the entire world, especially Italy. Mugello, the reason I know Mugello is they hold the MotoGP on it. So that's probably why it's got an FIA licence, because they've got to have, I mean, if you're in a MotoGP, you don't want to be on anything without run-up areas. Themselves off, they slide along. As me and Ad both know, it's not the fall that's a problem or the sliding along. It's the sudden stop when you hit something. That's what causes the damage.
Yeah.
So Ant is apparently working, so he's got both in
his head. He's got both of us in his head.
What's he working at? It's a Sunday. Is he digging that tunnel to escape West Brom or wherever? I would.
So he's walking. All right. So you need to shout out that you're listening to the car. You're listening to the Car 7 Race Driver Show on Podbean, and it's the best show ever. So
shout it out to all those people on the canal.
Yeah. Of course, I was going to say if you need a pub, but you can't even need a pub because not everything's closed, isn't it? If only we didn't have this.
Well, you could be near the pub, but you just can't go in.
maybe perhaps once, because this is going on past 7 o'clock. Boris will have done his by Lidl's. Oh, you could shout out by Lidl's.
By Lidl's.
You know, when you're in the queue as they race through that. Lidl's is like the Formula One of shopping, of shops, because they
don't know how big since this.
So the thing is, you have your trolley there, and they just chuck all the food on it, don't they? They go as fast as you can, and they just chuck it over at you, and you've got to pack it away. Now, here we are, 80-minute session qualification. 50% race, equal car performance, vehicle damage off, driver assist available, strict track limits. Good.
Yeah, whatever.
They race on. So as I was saying, at Lidl's, they just fly it through. That's why they only have about two staff in the whole building, because they just chuck the food at you and once it goes over the scanner. And then you're expected to do everything yourself, and it kind of works, and that's why it's cheap.
I've got the sound off on these two. Do you think she's saying anything interesting? She's waving her hand around a lot.
She's saying, is Alonso single or is he married?
Do Alonso's eyebrows have a life of their own?
You know,
is he related to Amelia Clark?
To be fair, I actually don't mind Natalie Pinkham. I think she's quite good. Actually, did a great one from when the Sky team put her at the Goodwood Festival Speed one of the years where they had it was really wet, so they had the camera kind of started on her welly boots and then proceeded to go further. But it was just quite funny because obviously it was a boiling hot day and she was still in her welly boots. Oh, here are a list of the drivers.
Antonio Liuzzi's back. Oh my God.
Oh, he was quite.
No.
Yeah.
Not Nick Hamilton. He was in the first race, wasn't he? Was Nick?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got the goalkeeper from Real Madrid, Thibaut Courtois.
I remember that name because it sounds like that chemical company.
And, so who's going to be beaten? Who's going to get? We should have the title of who got beaten by a footballer this week.
We can have footballer of the week.
I think Luizzi is going to have a good chance of being beaten by Courtois. Anthony Davidson, he's racing. Jimmy Broadbent, Sergio Curio. Didn't give us very long to look at that.
Okay, let me just have a look at this. I've been sent a WhatsApp. What's that?
All right,
by
excellent.
Antonio, and he's okay. Right, well, it looks very much like some kind of Lego setup, but 10 foot, 20, 30 foot long with massive things by the side of the road. What it looks like to me, Ant, I'll forward this on to you so you know what I'm talking about. And who are you? There you are. Because yeah, I can ask it. It's just put the question, and why? So if you see that on your phone when it arrives, then you can see why I'm like, yeah. What is a giant motorcycle? Part of its chains fell off and it landed by the side of the road. That's what it looks like.
Oh yeah, I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. But. Oh, well,
filled with water. It's a new swimming pool. I recognise him. Who's he?
Now, is that Peter? Is that the golfer? Is that the golf guy? Ian Coulter or somebody?
Wasn't he on Midsummer Murders? When they got rid of John Nettles? He did an awful lot like that fella off Midsummer Murders that I don't watch. Well, I don't. I mean, it's pretty much you know what the plot's going to be. It's going to be slightly worse than Coronation Street, but somebody dies. Well, 20 people die. I've actually been down there. I had some training in that vicinity. One of my suppliers for the company I used to work for is based in a place called Sea Green, which is a little place around the area. And there were people around, which I was shocked at because I thought everybody was dead. Surely everybody's dead there by now because you get at least 10 people per episode dying. Why is the population of Britain going up? Why is middle-class Middle England getting more and more crowded? Just with all, you know, that's even worse than Glasgow when there's been a murder. This is less than even one murder. But down there, it's, 50 people have died. Let's find out what it's about. Oh, it's probably part of a drama group. You know, surprises any amateur dramatics down there. They're all killing each other.
Yeah.
Oh, it's these two again.
I could never itchy understand that. That one.
Which one's itchy and which one's scratchy? Beavis and Butthead and itchy and scratchy. There you go.
Well, have you noticed, is Jack Nicholson doing that? Is he the live commentator or maybe not? Because he was doing this a few weeks ago, wasn't he? But he's not been doing it the last couple of weeks.
He was here last week. No, this fellow was here last week because he looks like someone that's Alex probably Jacks. Still in a nappy. He lives with his mum. You know he does.
I think Alex Jacks, is he not? I think he might have done some racing in the past, possibly. But
you
Matt
said
Gallagher, he's a YouTube
known in the
thing. I definitely recognise him. I'm sure we'll get listeners telling us exactly what he does. But and Matt Gallagher
looks like a berg as far as
you wonder why one person stands and one person sits. You think they both sit there, but obviously,
he sat down, he's so short, you won't see him. That's what it is.
Now they're doing qualifying. They're doing qualifying.
First corner, you see, and he straight lines it. Yes, strict track limits.
He might get that taken away, to be fair. Ah, Big Rick has joined us. Hello, Big Rick.
Hey, mate, how you doing?
that welcome to the Spanish Grand Prix, and we're there virtually.
That's a good name.
Big Rick. That is a good Rick. I mean, ah, howdy, fellas. It's good to see you. Good to see you.
He sounds like he's a Mack truck ready to do racing somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, strict track limits. There was strict. Very strict, that was.
Now,
strictly left the track.
At the moment, your favourite driver, no, not your favourite driver, but your favourite team is in pole position. George Russell from Williams has got the fastest time of a 1:16.993, I think it is. And then Esteban Gutierrez is in second with a 1:17.093. Then it's Charles Leclerc with a 1:17.268. Alex Albon with a 1:17.3. Antonio Fiocco with a 1:17.319. Then it's Latifi. Then Davidson is a 1:17.7. So he's not too bad. He's ahead of Lando Norris.
Practicing.
Somebody spun. Yeah, I think it's a McLaren. So Lando Norris has spun.
It was Lando Norris.
Yeah.
Typical home driving again. Five place grid penalty, collision with Charles Leclerc.
Oh, no.
It's a Ferrari. McLaren. Well, oh, DC.
David Coulthard. He looks like Santa Claus.
Hold on, what's he saying? Let's turn him up, find out what he's saying.
He's been asked a question. And I'd heard that he was going to be potentially taking part in one of these races.
Just saying, when you grow up in the southwest of Scotland, you're used to doing nothing all the time. Is that true?
Quite possibly. I mean, quite
you're
possibly.
You're southeast of Scotland.
I did.
So I just wonder, is it similar? Here.
Yeah, it's probably slightly cooler than the southwest. We've got a much cooler east wind.
You look at sunrises over the sea.
Yeah. And he'll
not
be
sunsets over the sea.
That is true. That is true. Now, we've been asked a question of Big Rick.
No, where? Who?
Speaking of Mack trucks, did you guys catch the Kaz Dakar truck at Goodwood? Now, I think I did. Now, was that last year or the year before? It's some amazing. It's like it's a Dakar truck. They're these incredible things.
Is this the one that wheel is? Oh, is it like a massive big box with like 1,000 or 2,000 horsepower?
Yeah,
they're
quite amazing.
Just
things.
Obliterate sand dunes.
That's the one they say. I think I saw that on the TV because I watched it live on the. We weren't there last year, but we were there the year before, and it was pretty impressive actually. It was pretty good. That as well as the jet, the best one was the jet bike that I saw back in 2013, and the noise was something else. And it was some guy who did these rocket starts on this jet bike. It really was like something like watching a Boeing 747 engine race along Goodwood Hill, you know.
Well, have you never seen the what's it called? The jet truck. Because so to get the trick for the jet truck is it tends to burn and then blow over cars. They park a car nobody wants anymore. I think didn't they even use it on a You've Been Framed once or something like that? Or,
probably.
Give us a clue. What program's that Beadle used to do?
Beadle's About or something, wasn't it?
Beadle's About, yes.
Yeah.
Drifting down the track.
It's quite interesting. Ian Poulter is 19th, by the way, if that was the chat we were watching. And Arthur Mello is the 1:23, so he's last. Now, Thibaut Courtois is the 1:19. So at the moment, David Schumacher is actually behind him. So we have got an interesting one. David Schumacher, Ralf Schumacher's
well
son,
last week,
is being beaten by a footballer, along with Pirlo Andrea, Vettiano Luzzi. So Luzzi is... Now, didn't I say Luzzi would be behind Courtois? And he is in 17.
I don't know. I remember you saying that you wanted to see who gets beaten by a footballer. I remember that bit. And for the benefit of the Americans here, football, not soccer. And I know soccer's English as well for association football, but no one in Britain or anywhere else in the world calls it that, apart from North America. Stop it now. Thank you very much. And rugby is rugby football, and American football is American football. It's very simple because you kick a ball. So what would you call, football, if you wanted to do it as a double thing? You know, not soccer, but you know, like you got rugby football, American football, Australian rules football. What would it be called? Would it be called chav football?
I don't know.
poor people's football, because generally speaking, it's poor people that play it in Britain.
What,
I did. Yeah, it was the council estate I grew up on. It was what you did. Even though I don't stand football now, up until the age of 11, it was the only thing you did.
Yeah, I suppose it's the easiest thing to do, isn't it? Just to get a ball and that's about it. But no,
you
there
can
we
even
have
make a game out of a road. Kirby, you ever heard of that game? Me and Ant were talking about it the other day. Where you stand on one side of the road, you throw the ball, and it's got to hit the other curb and bounce back at you, and you catch it, you get points.
That's pretty good going. Oh, by the way,
no one
I like
ever
to give
got
a
killed.
That's true. I want to give a big shout out and a big thank you to all our listeners and viewers, because we're up to 29 plays of last week's Brazilian Grand Prix commentary. And we've done 18 of them.
How many?
Nine. Great. 29.
29? That's nearly as old as me.
Yeah, and it's growing and growing. And with that as well, people have listened to our other shows too. So we're very, very pleased about that. Thank you very much for listening to those shows as well, because I think they're the best ones that we've done. I think the commentary side is definitely getting a lot better. And
I don't know why. I'm rubbish. All I do is interrupt you talking sense. Right. I want to Big Rick was talking about Shockwave, which is a jet truck, and also some song by Oasis, but as they're rubbish, I'm not going to talk about that. Manchester Shockwave truck with three jet engines on it. I was just looking at a video of it, which... Yeah, Rick, yeah. Hell.
Because it said it broke the windows of the building behind the track.
Well, if you Google it and look at a picture of it, you can see why. Imagine a huge Mack truck painted in very bright colours with three afterburners coming out the back. Shockwave jet truck, 333 miles per hour. That's with the aerodynamics, quite literally the aerodynamics of a brick. Because it's not even got one of these pretend modern ones that have this kind of slight curve to the front. It's just radiator, window, brick.
That's it.
I'd hate to try and stop that. I mean, it's hard enough stopping a normal truck. This thing, well, that's pretty good.
I was going to say, Big Rick, where are you based? Are you? I know obviously you're from America, but where? What state are you from there? So we can get an idea for all our listeners from. This thing had a very big parachute, two big parachutes on the back. You need a parachute to stop that thing, wouldn't you? And more. That's quite a...
Isn't it?
In the greater New York City. Oh, fantastic. That's going to be stunning.
Right. So he's like you, he's northeast.
The only time I've ever flown over New York was I was on my way to Orlando and we stopped at Newark Airport. And it was absolutely stunning because we were able to see the Statue of Liberty and all of that. But because we were changing our flight, we weren't allowed to leave the airport and head in. Newark is absolute yes, a poop hole, that's for sure. It was warm and humid and quite something. But we left our mark as my son, who was only about 1.5 at the time, needed to have his nappy changed. And we stank the whole airport out as I tried to get all that sorted in the middle of a very warm day in Newark Airport. But that was how we left Newark Airport, and then off we went to Orlando. It was brilliant. I went into the gents' loo, and there was a kind of baby change area with no bin. Well, the bin was wide open. And I said to one of the stewards, I was like, you're going to need to close that. And they said they couldn't do that because it was a bomb risk or whatever. So I had to put
I can just imagine the bomb. the result of that bomb, even a small one, would be indescribable.
The smell was something else.
It would just be like...
I mean, it was... and it was so warm in that place. And I remember putting it away in the bin. And then we kind of got him changed as quickly as I could and legged it out of there. And it was
I'm not surprised.
People came in.
It's bad enough doing it in a supermarket. Oh my goodness. Imagine doing it in an airport with a bomb risk. Right, I'd just like to point out George Esteban and Charles Itizai Leclerc, Alex Albon and Antonio Fuoco are all in the same positions they were in when you said something 80s ago. So there's only a minute and a half left. That's looking. In fact, they've crossed the line. Done the last, so Charles, can Charles destroy them? He's been doing very well lately. I'm very impressed with the.
But he's coming around the final corner now.
Still massively disappointed. He never says, "It is I, Leclerc." He's gone up to third. Good lad.
Yes, so there's not much in it to be fair.
George is 116, wave it, go over to 737. 116, 737 in that special colour that only shows up when you go over something lighter or darker or something.
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible idea. Who's been programming that?
Someone's really thought that through. The guy that designed that is the same kind of person that do a PowerPoint presentation thinking that light blue and slightly darker blue is a really good combination for text in the background. Yeah. There's lots of animations on it, but you still have no idea what he's on about.
That's it. Now, George Russell is just coming back to finish his lap there. Can he go any faster? Well, he's still in pole position, so he had secured his position there.
He's been practicing.
Yeah.
Do you think Claire...
Quite positive. Anthony Davis
has had a chat with him and said, "Listen, pal, I know that there's somebody in the northeast of England that thinks I can't do this, but I'll have you. I'll make you change nappies in an airport. So pull your socks up."
That was something else. I was going to say about that literally meant American airports and in American, you find that in the malls as well. They don't have doors, which is quite healthy, and so you don't touch anything. People just walk in through a corridor.
Oh, God, I cannot say. Have you ever gone into a supermarket? And you need to go to the loo. You go to the loo, and five people leave the toilet having not washed their hands. And you just think, this is why I make sure I wash all the fruit and veg and anything when I get home. I don't care about pesticides. I care about other people's excrement from their hands. You're thinking, this is a food store. And you're picking up mushrooms. You're going, "Whoa, what's this?" And you're like, fungus, well, and I'm not talking about the produce, I'm talking about you disgusting.
Well, the funny thing open was, those in that doors,
I use my little finger at the very top, very slowly open it, then my elbow on the rest of it. So I'm there.
Well, that's what you have to do, isn't it? Well, the thing was, literally, because the changing mat was round the corner from the entrance, so men would walk in, you know, with their briefcases looking all suited up and all ready to do business and so on, you know, in the airport and whatever. And they literally would come in, take one whiff of the smell, and then turn around and walk right out again. what we had left there.
Good. So they should. So I'd just like to point out, Big Rick has used a word. Now, I'm not worried about the word. I'm just thinking, New York City and someone using that word. Could it be that British English is infiltrating the American subcontinent? Because that is definitely not an American word.
Yeah.
At least I don't think so. Big Rig, is that often used in New York these days? Has it started to be used more?
Nope.
It's a chat. are you an Englishman in New York, to quote the song? You can't be a chav. Again, a chav is using English words. What's going on?
But I have to say, New York City in that area looks lovely. Whenever you see it on the movies, it looks amazing. I'm sure Jonathan, he went out of New York about 2-3 hours each way, and there's like a lot of other cultures.
Hold on. Yes.
That's what we like.
No, it's fine.
That's what we like.
I mean, there's one young lady, obviously, that now lives in Los Angeles, but got her big break on Broadway, and she knows lots about the United Kingdomness. I think two of her boyfriends have been from over here. Now, can you guess? Can either you or Ant guess who I'm talking about? If you don't, Ant will, because he knows.
Oh, Adele?
Big break on Broadway.
Broadway.
I'm not going to ruin it by saying she's from Portland, Maine. Now lives in Los Angeles.
Was that Meryl Streep? No.
Yeah. See, Ant's giving you a clue. And no, it's not Meryl Streep, because she's like 500 years old, though I still would.
Of course it has to be Anna Kendrick. How could I not have got that one?
I was watching Get a Job last night, and it was one of these things where you have film. Have you seen that?
I don't know what you thought of it.
It's got Bryan Cranston in it. It's got that fella that was in I don't know, it was in the new Fantastic Four, which was okay. I like
just it. As you're, if I can quickly interrupt you, if I can quickly interrupt you, they are ghosting on the track as they come to the grid to the of Barcelona, and they're ghosting out to get their positions on the grid, which we've not ever had before. So it looks like they're actually ready, and they're the last car joining the grid now. One light, two light, three lights, four lights, five lights.
Oh, and go! God, they're rubbish at this.
And Russell
used to be rubbish at this.
Yep, and Gutierrez is challenging.
Come on.
To come along. It looks like he might just possibly have
Charles Leclerc's having a go.
And he is
going. Yes. Charlie's down the inside and he's ahead. He's in second. Albon, they've all gone straight past George Russell because he's a girl. His teammate, Nick Latifi's gone past him as well. I don't know why I'm saying he's a girl. There's some really fast girls out there. And if any of those fast girls want a boyfriend who's old and crusty and useless, I'm here.
He managed to get
that's Antonio Fuocon. And Davison's up to seventh. Well, he may have started in seventh.
He started seventh and lost any places.
That's pretty good.
Lost must have crashed or gone off because he's gone right down the field. But it is Esteban Gutierrez leading, Leclerc in second, Albon in third, Latifi fourth.
And Ferrari 1-2. We haven't seen that for a long time. Oh no, it's a Mercedes. Damn, sorry.
Leclerc is just 3/10, so he's done very well again and got up one place. And Albon is right behind him in third place. So those were the two who, of course, were battling away last week in Brazil. Will we do the same here? Because it looks like Leclerc is getting ready to make a move on Gutierrez. He's in the slipstream, and Gutierrez comes across to block him on the right-hand side, but he's going down the outside and is going ahead.
Yes. Will he just use his special Ferrari pass switch. And they didn't take each other out. What is going on? It's almost like they're racing properly. I don't understand. So now, where's Rosberg when you need him to smash into someone else in the Mercedes? Right there. Right there. No, he's not there.
And Albon isn't far away, and he is also looking to see if he can get past Gutierrez as well. But Leclerc has done quite.
Aliens! Aliens, they're calling you. They want you on this show, Hugh. They want you.
They always call at the wrong time. But hopefully, we'll get that one. But
because they found out you're in the Matrix.
In the other commentary, that's for sure. But
used to get it on World of Sport all the time. Saturday afternoons, whatever it was. Grandstand. Not the grandstand, because BBC, they don't have telephones, they have secretaries. the BBC.
So Albon and Gutierrez are absolutely right behind each other. There's nothing in it. The clerk is only at about half a second.
Oh, brilliant. That's a natural Murrayism. He didn't even have to try for that one. How could they be behind each other?
And it was
how?
Use that for the recording clips, you know?
Oh, man. I was like, you've definitely been watching Murray Walker too much.
I did that without even knowing. So that was
exactly. It was just perfectly natural. That's what we want. Oh wow, superb! Carry on. Do another one. Do it again.
He has had a 3-second time penalty. He's going from bad to worse. Antonio Lucci. You know, he was a driver for Red Bull in the early days.
He was loosely a driver for Red Bull.
I'm sure he got beaten in a go-kart race in one of these celebrity kind of go-kart events. And he got beaten by a kind of local karting person. And not long after that, he got fired by Red Bull. It wasn't the best move he'd ever made. So he is now in 15th place. And he is still behind Thibaut Courtois, who is now into 12th place. And only that is the footballer for Madrid, I believe. And he is making his way up the field and is just less than a second behind Max Futrell in 11th. Then Jimmy Broadbent is up in the 10th. Oh, Arthur Melo has a 3-second time penalty for corner cutting. So they're really getting at people today, making sure they're not taking liberties with the track.
I remember him having crashes, lots of crashes, right? And I just found on WTF1.com. Remember that time the Utsa torpedoed into cars at the first corner doing a Maldonado? See, I remember Maldonado being quite good at smashing into people as well. He was a guy that thought he was much better than he actually was.
Yes,
it was 2011 Italian Grand Prix.
Venezuelan oil behind him, I think, wasn't it?
And I remember they call it now, is it?
He took Hamilton out in Valencia, and it was such annoying.
And apparently, it was all Hamilton's fault.
Really?
Yeah, he was. Well, I mean, it wasn't, but he was saying it was. Hamilton was overtaking him, and he just turned into him and smashed him off the circuit.
Yeah, at the chicane. It was really annoying because if Hamilton had done well there, he would have been right up for the title that year. I think that was back in 2012. But I remember being really annoyed at that. That Maldonado causing all sorts of problems. But Leclerc now has a 1.9 second lead from Esteban Gutierrez. Then George Russell is back up into third, and Latifi is fourth. Fittipaldi is fifth. Fuoco is sixth. Anthony Davidson is seventh. Oh, and we have someone coming into the pits. Alex Albon has come in for his pit stop.
Had clones of Ant-Man on to do the pit stop. Honestly, they look like Ant-Man. Anyway, I've got to answer a question. Big Rick has asked me what the accent I just did when I was talking about secretaries. I suppose officially it'd be Queen's English or received pronunciation. But in Britain, we tend to call it the BBC English because for a very, very, very long time, anyone with a regional accent was never allowed to work for the BBC, basically. I mean, to get in the BBC, you've got to go to Cambridge or Oxford anyway. So, but yeah, it's the BBC. You'd have people in places like Liverpool with a very strong Scouse accent, or Newcastle upon Tyne, or even the Scottish people. They somehow all sounded the same, didn't they? For a long time.
Now you've got to
welcome to the BBC. You know, you hear recordings of World War II newsreels, and here the Queen is walking around. This is marvellous. Then in the 80s, it changed a bit, and you've got people that actually sounded human. But even they don't sound right.
Russell has just gone up into second place. He has gone ahead of Gutierrez. So Williams has overtaken the Mercedes here in Spain, in Barcelona, and is now just 1.3 seconds behind Charles Leclerc. Can he close the gap? He's certainly not far away, and it's looking pretty good. Wouldn't this be something if that was real? A Williams catching up with a Ferrari.
It was real once, wasn't that long ago?
That's true, back in 91, 92.
Actually, it was that long ago.
It was
25 years ago.
I think it was 91 that they had.
97, was it the last time they got a championship? 97?
Yes, but in 1991, it was Mansell and Senna. And you know, if you've watched your archives there, you'll know that it was a great piece of commentating by James Hunt and Murray Walker, and it was Mansell and Senna coming along the start-finish straight at Barcelona, and James Hunt said, "There's nothing but a cigarette paper between them. It's wheel-to-wheel stuff. Look at this," he said. "It's Mansell and Senna," and then Mansell got past Senna coming into turn one. So it's been going since 1991, and has had some pretty historic races here, to be fair, and also some pretty boring ones. But today, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, so, it's the odd one.
So far. And of course, Schumacher won in 1996. That was the first race he won for Ferrari. It looks like someone's trying to go for a move there. And again, Lewis has been given another 3-second time penalty for multiple warnings. So he must be corner cutting.
Right, I'm just watching the footage of Vittorio Liuzzi smashing into everybody in 2011. Let's see, first corner. Oh, yes. Oh, that was superb. Do you know, you can really make up some places by spinning out on the grass on the inside of everybody. Unfortunately, when you smash into them, you don't move again.
That's the problem.
Oh, yes. That was pretty good, that was. Well,
here we are. So Lando Norris is a 5-second second penalty for speeding in the pit lane. So they're going to watch what they're doing, otherwise they're going to be in real trouble here. Now,
How can you speed in the pit lane when you're a computer?
Well, no, they're going to do it themselves, you see. There's a line. It does tell you that the line's coming up, but they really have to watch And Latifi's also been given a time, a 3-second penalty for speeding in the pit lane, I think. See, they've all got it still right down. Now, Leclerc is in the pits. Russell's in the pits. It looks like Latifi is in the pits as well, and Gutierrez. So here they come. Now, they were in virtually at the same time. Leclerc leaves. Anthony Davidson is up into second place because I don't think he's done his pit stop yet.
He's not stopped yet, no.
And that's Alex Albon has also done the fastest lap for the 1:20.7. And now it is Nicholas Latifi who leads here in Spain, followed closely by Anthony Davidson. Then it's Antonio Giovinazzi in third, Max Futrell in fourth, Antonio Fiocco in fifth, and Thibaut Courtois in sixth. So the footballer is in the top six. Alex Albon is in seventh. Nicholas Hamilton is in eighth. Charles Leclerc is ninth, and Russell is tenth.
Come on, Nick. Hold up the Hamilton family name.
Summer's gone very wide. That looked like a McLaren. And that there's a yellow flag there, so I don't know if they've gone back on again or not. But it's certainly showing yellow flag sector two, but now it's gone. So it is still Anthony Davidson in second place. And we're looking to see how the field is going, because Alex Albon is in sixth. Hamilton is in seventh. And
what the hell are we looking at now? Oh, it's that Courtois. Is
Courtois, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, to be fair,
goalkeeper.
He's gotten better and better for the races that he's been in. So they obviously must like him to come back and keep trying.
But, he doesn't seem to understand what the nature of that last chicane is, like corners.
He's up into third. He's actually holding third place, but obviously hasn't done his pit stop. Now, let's see. Alex Albon's gone up into fourth, and he's done his stop. So he has managed to get ahead and is about a second ahead of Charles Leclerc. So in all of that, because Albon came in quite early, or has done better in traffic, he has come out ahead of Leclerc.
2.8 seconds ahead of Leclerc.
Yeah. No, that is... Yeah,
and catching up with Courtois.
Yeah. I wonder if he's managed to tire a little bit.
Leading a race. Good
yeah.
Max
and
he's
that's in the Alfa Romeo, isn't it? In the Alfa Romeo.
I was going to do a nice South Wales accent for you. Max Piltrell.
And Nicholas Hamilton is in 16th place, just behind Ian Poulter. Obviously, they must have their he's actually done his pit stop. So it's a very mixed crowd today, actually, isn't it? They've got a lot of different races with different formulas, plus celebrities as well. But they're managing to mix it. I'm seeing some pretty good...
When you say celebrities, I mean, how celebrated are they, really? Because I've never heard of any of them. You know, okay, admittedly, I'm not exactly up with the Kardashians. What the... You see that? Did you see that? Cheat! Pietro Fittipaldi, you're not in America on a brown donut now, mate. You've got corners. Go round them.
The straight line. Oh, he's up the
suction there. Oh, boom. Oh, Nick Latifi's not having it. He's not having it. Yes, I've raced there too. Oh, he's... Nope. We need a virtual... I forgot what his name is. Who's in charge of Haas that we really love because he just comes out with stuff?
Well, that's Gunther Steiner, is it not?
Gunther. We need a Gunther Steiner. We need some kind of pit radio when he's yelling at him to stop whining. Will you stop whining or you shall be shot?
So,
Nick Latifi, what we got? So,
Giovinazzi is coming away 6 seconds ahead of Max Futrell. And he's and a further 2.6 ahead of Alex Albon, so that's 8.5 seconds ahead. So that's not too bad. It'll be interesting just to see.
Charles Leclerc is having a bit of a battle with Courtois.
Yeah.
You see, every now and again, they swap places and then they unswap again. So he's
definitely managed to hold them behind him, which is something that. Lando Norris, I think he must have gone off. He's always getting technical issues. Now here we are. It's Latifi and looks like is it Anthony Davidson?
It's Fittipaldi. It's Fittipaldi again.
Pushing.
Fittipaldi got ahead of him and then he took it back again. There you go. So that's a bit of a battle going on. Ant's home now. So I'll have coffee. One of those frothy coffees, please, Ant.
So now you have to send a mail email to all of your friends saying, come listen to this on Podbean Live.
Listen to these two idiots talking.
We can incur in Podbean from any country in the world. But,
get on.
Here they go.
See, this is a great thing. If you're going to insult someone, make sure you spread it evenly. Spread the hate, love, whatever.
Now,
no one is safe.
The Clark has done his one stop, but he is really falling away. In fact, Antonio Giovinazzi is now seven seconds ahead of Max Fittrell in second place. Then there's another 4 to 5 seconds to Charles Leclerc. So he's got 11 to 12 second lead there over his main competitors. So there's a chance here that Giovinazzi could really come up quite far up the field. And could we see an Alfa Romeo on the podium?
Well, I think that would be amazing. Amazing. So Leclerc's got past and he's pulled a bit of a gap on Courtois. George Russell's overtaking. I think Courtois's got a problem of some kind. Russell just made 1.5 seconds on him in about 10 seconds. Two corners. So but now it's stabilised a bit again. So could we have an Alfa Romeo, a Williams, and I don't know, a Haas or something as the top three? That would be weird.
That would just be weird, funny, wouldn't it? Oh, there's a yellow flag in Sector 1. It's not saying who's off, but we'll surely get a replay. Arthur Melo is another 3 second time penalty for multiple warnings. So it must be again trap limits.
Well, I'm probably thinking that every time they go that far off the track, you get an yellow flag automatically, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. Now, here, as they come to complete lap 13, we're getting a good bit through the race now. We are almost
lucky for some. And what we need now is two fat ladies.
And there we go. It is Antonio Giovinazzi, who is still 6.7 seconds ahead of Alex Albon, and then Max Fittrell is third. So, but I have to say, Giovinazzi has done a great job looking after his tyres, but I'm not sure if he's actually had his pit stop yet. I don't think he has. It's not showing that he has. But Charles Leclerc is a further 3 seconds behind. So Albon and Leclerc have got about 4.5 seconds between them, which is a lot more than last week. So we'll see how that develops. Can they pull it in and get a real race on their hands?
Did you manage to work out, or did you manage to notice who Kun Aguero is? Or Antonio Fuoco?
I think Antonio Fuoco, he is a development driver for Ferrari.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, he's in the Ferrari, isn't he?
Yeah.
So who's Kun Aguero? Because at the moment, Antonio Liuzzi is being soundly beaten by both of those. And Ian Poulter's only 10 seconds behind him.
Yeah.
Frightening.
And then Nicholas Hamilton is just behind Ian Poulter with about 5 seconds.
Neither of them have stopped yet. So where are they going to end up? I reckon probably just ahead of Arthur Melo, who's vaguely not interested in staying on the tarmac, or can't. somebody's not fat. Some about not be. Oh, two fat ladies. Oh, there you go. Well, I see.
That could be a hate crime.
Wanting Giovinazzi to do well because Ant's Italian. And Ant is called Ant, Antonio, and there you go. That's my reasons.
That was that's the why. Look at his car's background. Look at that. It looks like he's got a Porsche 911 in the background there. And the or a really nice, like a GT3 or something. That is a nice car. Now, here comes Ian Poulter.
He'll have one of these horrible gearboxes a bit lightly. So I wouldn't mind a Porsche 911, but it'd have to be a 993. The last of the air-cooled. It'd be a C4S or a turbo. But it'd have to be air-cooled. The other 911 I would have isn't even a 911. It's a 959 because it's ace. It's special. Oh, that's such
and a there we have it. So Ian Poulter leaves in 17th place and now down to 18th. So he was obviously struggling quite a bit. But this is a track that the drivers do.
Six clutches in the centered power thingy-me-jiggy.
transfer box front to back, because it's not like these limited slip. It's a limited slip diff. It's not a limited slip diff, but it's basically computer controlled clutches that transfer the power front to back. Very advanced for its day. Very advanced. Look, it's ace.
No, the Porsches are very, very nice, and he looks like an amazing one he's got in the background there in his garage.
Yes,
that must be it. He must have built a garage or a
Have you seen the Pan America? Have you seen the... When you say Porsches are very, very nice, have you actually seen the Pan America?
Panamera. The first ones were a bit ugly, to be fair, but they made a kind of touring version of that, and the touring version I actually quite like. You know, it's like a GT version of it. It's got a different back to it. And it's kind of like a mini estate.
Is this the one that looks like an estate car?
Yeah, and that, I thought that actually looks
quite... Station wagon. It's got wooden panels in it.
Yeah.
Actually, it has genuinely got wooden panels in it. I'm saying that because it actually has. Not just because I want to say it's like one of these... what is that guy called? You know, the guy that does the Chasing Classic Cars? Love that program. I sold my Woody. I only got $100,000 for it. He didn't talk like that. I do apologize. Not really.
I watched a program called Haggerty, which is barn finders. These amazing barn finders in America. Incredible cars. Actually, for Big Rick, you're in the right place to find all these amazing old cars that people leave in a barn somewhere, and they find them in with an old dust cover, and it's some like old Ferrari that hasn't been seen for 30 years or 40 years. Some amazing stuff that they find. But that's it. And Turning Rust I also like. Because they go into old scrap yards and try and drive a car out of the scrap yard that's been sitting there.
I'll get into like this, Big Rick. Have you seen what Big Rick's put? I'm getting to like this fella. Good lad.
Yes, with your 993.
Yes.
Now, who is that? Yes. Well, that's Vigiano Antonio Liuzzi.
That's Vitantonio Liuzzi. He's Italian, huh?
That looks like an Italian villa or a Spanish villa, someone in the two, I think.
Hey, what are you looking at, huh? What are you looking at?
He must have made his money. Definitely made his money. And he's got his up there. But he's just been given another.
Paid him not to smash into anyone. Don't race. We want to get to the end.
It's kind of like an Italian version of all this.
I've just inherited Albon. Albon will be wondering if we were watching this on YouTube, what would we be doing? Because Albon has just taken the lead. And Leclerc is in second, Russell is third. But Russell is left in a second.
Albon, who won last week? Was it Leclerc or Albon? I can't remember.
It was Albon.
It was one of them.
Yeah,
Albon got it. So it'd be two each then. It'd be two all.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a proper battle. George Russell's only just behind Charles Leclerc.
Yeah, I think
George Russell is showing his metal.
Yeah. And this is quite a long circuit. We've only had one stop. I wonder whether they might need to make another stop, because I just wonder if those tyres will last.
Well, they're the hard tyres. They're in the hard tyres now, so they should electronically last, because they will lose far more by going to get Ant-Man to change the tyres. They're even going over the sausage.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, Albon's on the medium, and Leclerc's on the hard, and so is George Russell and Gutierrez. So maybe that's why Albon has been able to carve out a bit of a lead of 5 seconds because obviously he's on that medium tyre. But whether it will last as long, I don't know. So maybe he's going to do another stop if he can, although Leclerc is closing in just by fractions. But I wonder what will happen there. There we have it.
I would say they had if two people were trying to overtake on a corner with big sausages, would that make it a sausage sandwich?
I suppose so. Isn't it? Because you've got to avoid those sausage curbs, otherwise it could tip your car right over. It could do a lot of damage.
If they smashed into each other, that would be more like a sausage casserole, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Now, who is that there? Latifi is catching up with Pietro Fittipaldi in the Haas. This field spread isn't too bad overall. Do you want to do a rundown of the top 10?
So we've got Alex Albon on a medium at the front. Now, Charles Leclerc is 4.8 seconds behind him, but he's on hard tyres. So as you say, with so many laps to go, perhaps the mediums will go off. George Russell was just behind, but he's now 2.1 seconds behind. So it looks like Charles has warmed his electronic tyres up and he's pulling away. Esteban Gutierrez is in his Alfa Romeo. Is he in Alfa Romeo, Esteban? Oh, no, he's in the Merc, wasn't he? And he's another 4.3 seconds back in on hard tyres. Pietro Fittipaldi is doing very well. He's on medium zone. He's another 3.5 seconds behind. Let's see how that goes. He's done 11 laps on those.
Albon's in the pits.
And then you've got Nick Latifi. Albon's in the pits again.
Yep, he's done 14 laps on medium. I wonder whether he's going to do another set of mediums. It looks like.
Oh,
so Leclerc takes the lead.
Just daft.
Well, he's heading out now, though. But it was.
Professor of daftness in the university. If that's a silly idea.
Well, that I just wonder, quite a long race. I wonder as well if those hard tyres might start going off a little bit towards the end because they'll have to do about 20 laps in them at least.
So you reckon they're all going to do two stops?
No, but they might have to.
So
they
he's
might
come out just ahead, 0.3 seconds ahead of Anthony Davidson. Good old Ant. He is Ant-Man. He's literally Ant-Man because he's tiny. He's like this big. Size of an ant. Jimmy Broadbent somewhere in the middle again as usual.
He's ninth. Yeah, he's been very consistent. He's on the mediums and he's done 12 laps on the mediums. So he might be finding that his tyres are going to be beginning to show a bit of wear. But, so let's see what Alex Albon can do. I think it could be very close at the end here because another hard tyre is probably okay, but it's not. It's simply not as fast as the medium bike. You know, I mean, there was Albon doing quite fast laps for quite a few laps there. So I think there might be a chance he could catch up and be in a better position than those people in front of him. He's just about 1.5 seconds behind Giovinazzi, and it'll be interesting to see if he can get past him. In fact, Fittipaldi's just got into the pits as well, so that will enable them to catch up a place.
So this, and there they go. Maybe there's going to be a two stops then. Maybe he did his little medium. What did they start on? Did you notice?
Oh, I'm not. They only have to
start on the mediums.
I think they'll be starting on the medium and going to the hard. And I think Albon maybe started on the, or maybe yeah, Albon took two mediums.
You get extra points for using all the tyres.
No,
you know it's like when you get a video game and if you collect all of the bombs or you get all of the keys, you know, if you use all the different tyres, you get like a speed up. Press a button and it gives you a rocket. That'll be quite an interesting game.
Yeah.
It's like Mario Karts, isn't it? We like Mario Karts then.
Let's see. I'm just trying to work out 9, 12. There's about 13 second gap between Leclerc and Albon at the moment. But Albon is closing up. He's now just almost as half a second behind Giovinazzi. So at this rate, he is catching up quite a bit, I think.
If the rest don't come in, Leclerc will have done 25 laps on those hard tyres.
Yeah.
So, a lot. Yeah.
But there we are. That's it.
George has caught it up with him. Caught it up.
Oh, yeah.
He's having a good.
Because he was at 1.2 seconds behind him, and then he managed to, so he's caught right up again. I wonder
it's if it's called Doctors. Ant says it's called Doctors. Or is he saying that I'm thick because it's called being a doz?
That's it. So there we have it. Leclerc is in first place, but just half a second behind him is George Russell. Then Gutierrez, then Latifi, then Albon. And Albon has gotten past Giovinazzi and is now just 3.5 seconds behind Latifi. So he's definitely catching up. There's no doubt about it. He's only done 2 laps on his hard tyres now. So it's going to be interesting. I think his tyres will go on a lot better and let's see what happens.
Because he would have done at least half the number of laps by the end of the race. Mm. It's just, I don't know. It's just a bit, look at that straight. Cheetah. Cheetah. And a big shout out to Babu who entered the live studio. Welcome to the madness. Welcome to the madness.
They'll either stay with us or they'll run away as fast as they can.
But if they run, they never know how good we are.
That is true. But
I too never know how good we are.
Jonathan said we can listen to this on his tractor as he's driving in the fields cutting grass. So we'll see if he does or not.
Did you go like a tractor?
You should know you're a tratter. That's completely the wrong part of the country. I mean, it's opposite end, isn't it?
So we've got people from all over the country, all over the world. Oh, what was that going? Kicking up a lot of dust there for sure. And that is a
going down light for the day. Down the southwest, where I talk a bit like this in Somerset, and I go to a track the lake because I'm up in Northumberland with a speak and a squeak. Now, I bet none of you realise this was going to be like Mike Yarwood. Anybody remember who Mike Yarwood is? You people think, you know, John Coleshaw? No, Mike Yarwood, king of impressionists.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but, well, the clock is 7/10 ahead of George Russell, but it's pretty close overall. And in fact, it looks like he's just catching a little bit on the slipstream there as they come through the DRS point to finish another lap. And they've done 23 laps, or sorry, going into their 23rd lap. And at the end of that, he's caught up quite a bit.
Albon so is like catching up to Nick Latifi, hand over fist.
He's 3 seconds behind him there. Yeah.
I mean, he was 4 seconds just a few corners ago, so he was catching up quite quick.
Yeah.
Come on, Alex.
He could be right in there by the end of this. 10 laps to go. Here in Spain, it's the F1 Virtual GP from Barcelona. And the cars are ghosting out. The back markers are ghosting out. It's Leclerc who leads George Russell.
I bet they wish that happened in real life.
You don't even have to go round; you just drive through it.
We're seeing.
They should have some kind of electric shock thing that it electrocutes them when they're having someone driving through them, like it's a real ghost. Ooh, I felt you go through.
Here they go. And they come into the chicane. The final few corners. He's actually very good on board shots, to be fair. This is definitely going to get the
best. They're not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all, actually. And this is
where the original direction got a proper one in. Woo!
Because now Russell's just about a second behind. You can see where he catches up on the street. So there's a little bit of slipstream in that. But it's going through the corners. That's where there are problems. And that's where he's going to get his head down and work as hard as he can. Albon's just in the fastest lap of the race. And he's now just 2 seconds behind Latifi in fifth place. So it's
what they're doing is they're force feeding on the straights. They're force feeding the engine with a chocolate from Terry's of York. It's aerodynamics.
that's the thing. But so there we are. But
Albon's taking another second out of Nick Latifi, so he's carrying on with his inexorable charge to third place, because there's no way he's going to get any further than that. Yeah. He shouldn't have come into the pits.
Do you want to know a bit of F1 trivia here that you never would have heard anywhere else?
Back
in 1992, in the Williams team,
yes.
I think it was an Elf fuel they had. It was one of the kind of the French manufacturers for fuel. They used beetroot. They used extracts of beetroot in the fuel to try and get more performance. I don't know if it works or not.
It's a bit like having a sugar bomb.
Yeah, but they were certainly right there. And look at that. Russell and Leclerc is rolling. Russell's right behind him. He's in the slipstream. Surely he's going to go past now. And I think
he's ahead. He is ahead.
He managed it on the straight, and he's holding him as he goes into the first couple of corners. Again, Albon takes another fastest lap, but Russell has gone ahead and is pulling away from Charles Leclerc. Well, there you have it. I have to say, they've been kicking up the dirt on a number of corners and almost doing wheelies as they go over these curves. Russell has done it.
Look at those wheelies. I keep seeing the cars do that. Front end going up like a wheelie, thinking, oh my, what is that?
Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard
now,
style, isn't
he's,
it?
What, 13 seconds behind Alex Albon. There's no way he's going to make up 13 seconds on George Russell.
Yeah, I think he is getting about a second a lap.
Seven and a half laps.
Yeah. So I think that
he's now a second behind Nick Latifi, but
it's unless
so if that's a second a lap, the best he's going to do is 8 seconds. Is he'll end up in third? That's my prediction. Third.
Yeah. Unless Leclerc's and Russell's tires go off, then potentially if they start to
really
drop
down
off,
quick. They'd have to go off the wall.
Yeah. They might just have enough. They might just have enough.
They call it a wall and they call it a cliff. Which one is it? I mean, seriously, is it a cliff or is it a wall?
Now, Ian Poulter has been given a 5-second penalty for ignoring the blue flag, but the thing is, it goes out anyway, so it should just, the car should just go through.
And also, he's a lap down, and the person behind him is 10 laps, is 10 laps behind him. So,
laps, yeah. Goodness me, no, that's
it. He could lose 10 minutes and still be, you know. Still being 90, 18.
Just one lap. I think maybe it's just one lap on the hard tires, or has he done? Has he done an extra? Has he just been in the pits? Perhaps. I'm not entirely sure.
It's very good point. Yes, I'll give you that. All right, he's only 30 seconds ahead, so meh.
But, and Nicholas Hamilton is doing his bit for the Hamilton family, just in 14th place, 12.9 seconds. Behind David,
he's behind, he's behind Schumacher. That's going to smart.
And
who is the best, Hamilton or Schumacher? Well, on this occasion,
I have to say, Jimmy Broadbent is behind Thibaut Courtois, the footballer. Mm-hmm. Now, Jimmy's been doing a lot of Formula One in different races. I think he's been doing an awful lot this weekend as well. Good move.
And he's got him. You good lad. I'll tell you what, I hope these two both are in, you know, top teams, or they both have competitive cars for the future, because it's like Lando Norris, Carlos Sainz. This is the next generation of battles we're going to be seeing. These are going to be the people that are going to be showing Max Verstappen that he's not the only one that can do this kind of stuff. So this is good. This is good for the future. Oh my God, I'm being serious for a second. I've just got dizzy.
Are you feeling all right?
No, not now. What I realised. It just happens. I'm split personality, you see. One minute I'm silly, next minute it's like, oh, something serious to talk about, quick.
So Leclerc is still in the lead, but only less than 4/10 ahead of George Russell. Then it's Gutierrez, a further 4.5 seconds behind. Then it's Albon in fourth, Latifi fifth, Giovinazzi in sixth, and Anthony Davidson in seventh, and Pietro Fittipaldi is in eighth. Not pretty good going from Anthony Davidson. Did you see that? There's obviously a few issues with that. Oh, and here comes George Russell, straight past Leclerc. Quite easily there.
You know why? The aerodynamics of your front end lifting off the ground with a big wing on it.
That's it. Another fastest lap. So he is continuing to try and pull that gap in and might just get Esteban Gutierrez. He's less than about
4 or 3rd.
Fine, yeah.
The prediction. Thank you very much.
Yes, you might just
He'll
be on
third.
That. Yeah.
He'll get third. Yeah. And there'll be no Mercedes on the podium for the first time in yonks.
That is true. So here we are. We are on lap 28. Just 5 laps to go after this one, and we will see who will win the Spanish Grand Prix. Will it be George Russell or Charles Leclerc? I have to say, these guys have been right up there in pretty much all of the races so far, along with Alex Albon and, to be fair, Gutierrez. So they're being fairly consistent. Apparently there's no point for a little advantage.
George had a sort of a ropey bit, didn't he? He was fast, but he kept crashing off, and then he ended up going backwards a bit. What the hell was that meant to be?
I didn't quite see it. I was reading the comments.
Well, you know when you get a corner, right? You get a corner, and you're meant to go round it. What if you just went straight over it? So instead of it being a little triangular angle, it's just a straight line. That's what he did.
And Leclerc did that going over the chicane, didn't he?
Yeah, never mind warnings. It should be 10-second penalty right now. Burn.
Yeah, well, he got a penalty last week in Brazil for cutting corners, didn't he? So that was he might get that again. But now, there's a question for you from Ant. How do you pronounce Musk's new son's name? Well, he's called Elon Musk. I don't know what his son's name is, to be fair. Do you know what that is there, Andy?
Are we talking Elon Musk? Would he be type 3? Type 4? Is he electronic? Is he Data's grandson? Oh, let's have a look. Let me look up. I'll have a look. Elon Musk.
And there we are. It's lap 29, and they're just about completing it. Then it's just into lap 30, and it finishes on lap 33. And George Russell is still 7/10 ahead of Charles Leclerc, and got quite a good run ahead of him there on the start finish straight. Then it's Gutierrez in third. Alex Albon is just 3.2 seconds behind in fourth. Then it's Latifi, Giovinazzi, Anthony Davidson, and Fittipaldi, Yoko, and Futrell. Have you found
okay, out? Right. I've just, well, not what I was expecting, Ant. Thanks for that. Right. This is the son of Elon Musk and his partner Grimes, G-R-I-M-E-S. And the son is, the son's name is spelt. Right. Now, you know, in Latin, when you get A and E and they're together as one letter, you know, A-E and modified vowel, it's X, A-E, A-12. That's the guy's name. And you pronounce it, apparently, X-Asher-12.
X-Asher-12? Is that named after a rocket or something? But
I think it's named after the drugs he's on.
George Russell has just cut that corner quite a bit on that chicane there. He's got to be
That's
careful.
Where we did it before. And he needs... Right, we need to bring in the guns I suggested a few weeks ago. Oh, we got him! X-Asha 12.
I know, that's the thing. I'm glad you had to pronounce that and not me. But, so here we are,
I've just
said
it on the screen.
33, from lap 31 to 33. Russell still leads. Leclerc is in second place. And there's roughly about 9/10 in it. And then it's Gutierrez in third. Jonathan is telling us he's in a farm field doing power slides, which I presume in a pickup truck, which is where we used to do banger racing way back. It's actually near a bird sanctuary down in the northeast of England. So I'm not sure if he's listening to our show or not, but he's enjoying himself doing power slides. That's one of our co-hosts who will hopefully be with us again very soon.
Is he doing power slides on a tractor?
No, I think he's in a pickup truck in the field.
Chugga 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 chugga. Right. So it's a diphthong, AE in Latin, and it's like when you say formulae. It's the AE at the end.
Ah, right.
So
it will be
XI. It'll be XI. Be XIA 12. XIA 12. The X would be X, wouldn't it? So you're mixing Greek and Latin and numerals, which just shows you how stupid this is. God. There's only one language in the world where you're allowed to mix Greek and Latin and other things, and that's English.
Yeah.
Because it basically is a mix of Greek and Latin and Germanic languages and every other language on the planet. Shove it in, put it in a pot, heat it a bit and stir. And you get English. That's why English is amazing. Well, it's got the biggest vocabulary of any language on the planet by a massive amount. Look it up. It's in the Guinness Book of Records.
I have to say, I'd like to watch that movie, The Professor and the Madman. It looks quite interesting. But that's the one they were, this is a film about them trying to make the English dictionary. Is it the Oxford Dictionary, I think it is?
Dr. Johnson's dictionary.
Yeah, I think something, possibly. But as we're in...
Does it star Susie Dent? Because if it stars Susie Dent, I'll watch it.
I don't know, I'm afraid. But you have to look at that on Amazon. It's on Prime. But here we are. George Russell is now 1.6 seconds ahead of Charles Leclerc in second place.
Every time.
Why is
Charles Leclerc getting a penalty when George Russell's gone over the same corner 27 times? Well, now, I've been wrong about Albon. He's not caught Esteban Gutierrez and he had a 3-second penalty anyway. So,
has Albon got a 3-second penalty as well? All right. I didn't know that, unless Gutierrez has got one. But there we have it. So that will affect, that is Leclerc's race. Will he manage to, he might still just manage to hang on to second place because Gutierrez is 5.5 seconds behind him. Although he is bringing that down a little bit, and they're on the last lap. But I have to say, George Russell's going to have to be careful, because if he cuts any more corners, he could have the same, and it could be all over for the two of them.
This is astonishing. Sorry, I was just listening to what these idiots are saying, because nothing's coming up on the screen. And they're shouting that Leclerc has got a penalty for cutting the corner. George Russell's not had any penalties for cutting that corner repeatedly, as we've seen him five times.
Yeah.
So now, with all the penalties applied, Charles Leclerc is going to lose to George Russell.
Yeah.
That's absolutely astonishing. So I put my little dude on. But, oh, it's the first and only time he's not cut the corner.
He's probably being careful. And here he comes to win the Spanish Grand Prix. It's George Russell. A Brit's finally got it.
Terrible. Strict track limits. My buttonhole.
He must have had something. Or maybe.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I wanted Charles Leclerc to win. I like him. Or Albon. They're all right. George Russell looks funny. Funny looking. And then Alex Davison came sixth. You see that though? Alex Davison's sixth. And Giovinazzi is seventh. That's excellent going. Well done, guys.
Yeah, that's
good. Alex Davison is so old. He's even older than me. Maybe not.
I don't know. Is he not in his 30s, late 30s? I'm not entirely sure.
But, I think so.
But there we have it. Well, that's been a pretty good race, to be fair. It's been all right. It's certainly been pretty reasonable and pretty close. And it seems to be the same names coming up between Leclerc, Albon.
10 years younger than me. Born in 79, so he's getting on for 40. 40, 41, he's just turned 41.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Not too bad going.
41. He's from Hemel Hempstead.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. That's probably his best result in Barcelona in a Formula One car.
Formula One car.
Now, there we have it. There we have it. Well, that has been the Grand Prix from Barcelona. And I have to say, it's been a pretty good one. I've really enjoyed it.
Not bad, was it?
Yeah.
No, apart from the cheating and the judges, once again, being incapable of actually applying their own rules.
Isn't it funny, though, because they've got Natalie Pinkman and a few others, but they don't have any of the Sky Sports main presenters. But they don't have...
Well, DC sort of appeared, and he used to be... someone that is now on Sky.
Yeah.
So there's a tenuous link there.
You think they would have got Martin Brundle to come into the studio, but I know he lives away in Norfolk, doesn't he? So it might be.
I love the way you make that sound like it's another planet.
Well, it's quite a long way, so they're not essential driving only or essential trips only, isn't it? So.
that's amazing.
I remember I've been to an off abroad. It feels like a different country, but no, it's very different to anywhere else.
It is definitely. Nice. I mean, look, Stephen Fry comes from that Norfolk, so what do you expect?
Well, that's the thing. But I imagine Martin Brundle could just fly in a helicopter or something down to London and whatever, and he'd be there in a couple of hours, not even that. And then that would be him. But there you have it. So, do you know where they're racing from next week?
I would imagine from some computer.
After Spain, is it Monaco? Is it Monaco after Spain? It usually is Monaco, I think. But we'll have to see. Well, for all our listeners and viewers, we'll make sure that we know. And we will be back here in a week's time from 6 o'clock onwards, live on Podbean. And if you're up for what's for listening to another crazy commentary from Rumar and Hugh Hattrick, then you can always guarantee we like nothing else, like no other commentary, along with banter and pretty much any other subject you can think of. But that is the Car Sim and Race Driver Show.
It is. Where?
And there we are. On the line, George Russell and Charles Leclerc. They must be talking to all of them there. Well, I will give you a quick call in a few seconds there. Andrew, our other platform that we talk on. But for all our listeners and viewers of the Car Sim and Race Driver Show, thank you very much for joining with us, and we will see you again. We're normally live again on Thursdays, normally at 9 o'clock, and also on Sunday night for commentary for the Formula One Virtual Grand Prix. So take care, And I'll leave it to Andrew to do our famous last phrase.
Is it going to be drive fast, try not to crash, and if possible, go round the corner, not over it?
Exactly. Bye just now.
Bye.